Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, March 5th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. All right, so we have a number of political stories. Let's deal with the Schumer thing first, because this is pretty stunning that you would have the Senate minority leader, a guy who's been around a long time, threaten U.S. Supreme Court justices. Roll a tape on that.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
So you just can't do that. Imagine President Trump did that. So Democrats don't know what to do with Schumer now. He's the leader of the party. Even CNN is criticizing him. I believe that Senator Schumer will be censured. And I'll explain that in a moment. So the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, who very rarely does things like this, issued a statement, and I'll read it to you. This morning, Senator Schumer spoke at a rally in front of the Supreme Court while a case was being argued inside. Senator Schumer referred to two members of the court by name, said he wanted to tell them that you have released a whirlwind, you will pay a price. You will not know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Justices know that criticism comes with territory, but threatening statements of this sort, the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they're dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter, unquote. Okay, so that's rare and it's accurate. All right, what Justice Roberts said is absolutely accurate. There's no debate. Schumer did it, but Schumer now is trying to say he didn't do it. Let's put his statement on the screen. Women's health care rights are at stake, and Americans from every corner of the country are in anguish about what the court might do to them. Senator Schumer's comments were a reference to the political price Senate Republicans will pay for putting these justices on the court, and a warning that the justices will unleash a major grassroots movement on the issue of reproductive rights against the decision. For Justice Roberts to follow the right wing's deliberate misinterpretation of what Senator Schumer said while remaining silent when President Trump attacked Justice Sotomayor and Ginsburg last week shows Justice Roberts does not just call balls and strikes, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Stupid cliche. So basically, Schumer, because he had to okay this statement, is saying to the country that he didn't threaten the justices, which he did. So he's lying to you. And everybody knows he's lying. Schumer knows he's lying. All right. And then he starts to attack President Trump, of course, try to mask it. Now, I've never had much regard for Chuck Schumer. I've known him many years. Sat next to him at an Al Smith dinner a few years back. Always had a decent relationship with him. Not any acrimony, but, he's a fanatic. I don't believe he's an honest man, intellectually honest. I don't believe that. He does a lot of backroom deals I don't like. He's an old-time pal. Powerful. Absolutely powerful. But now he's going to get it because the Republicans who don't like him at all are going to introduce a censure movement. That's already happened. Josh Hawley, a senator from Missouri, has drawn it up and introduced it. And that means that the Senate will have to vote on a scolding. It's primarily a scolding. All right, since 1789, only 9 members of the Senate have been censured. Well, it's pretty big. Now, the Republicans are doing this for 2 reasons. Number one, Schumer deserves it. And number two, let's see what Democrats vote against the censure. They'll put them on the spot. What are the Democrats saying? This is right? They're going to say he shouldn't be censured? Yeah, most of them will. Most of them will. Because he's a member of their party. If a Republican did it, of course they'd all vote to censure, impeach, whatever. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now.
American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
All right, let's get to politics. So Bernie Sanders knows he's finished. He knows. He's not going to admit it. He's going to continue to run. But on Tuesday in the Michigan primary, he'll lose. Biden will win. And there's a debate Sunday night. Again, I recommend to Joe Biden, don't answer any questions. Hold up a sheet of paper, all right, like this, that has the words, "I'll do what Barack did." That's all. Don't say anything. "I'll do what Barack did." That's all you need to say. So Sanders, he's not going to go after Biden. He's going to say, "Oh, Hunter Biden got all this money and you made it happen." But Sanders never going to do that in a million years, because Sanders doesn't want to be a pariah in the Democratic Party. He knows it's over. Bernie knows it's over. He's going to get creamed in Michigan because the governor of Michigan has now come out and endorsed Biden, the former governor. African-American vote will come out heavy for Biden. Not that many Hispanics in Michigan. And Bernie's, he's toast. He knows it. But once you see on Tuesday night, it rolls in that Michigan goes for Biden. It should be called at whenever the polls close, almost immediately. Then that's it for Bernie. But again, Bernie will stay in because he knows that Biden might self-destruct, might not make it, because Biden's shaky, physically and mentally. He's shaky. So Bernie will stay, but he knows it's over. Now, the Bernie bros are going to go crazy. I'll get to that in a moment. So in a last-ditch effort to try to blunt Biden's momentum, Sanders takes out this ad. Go.
Bernie is somebody who has the virtue of saying exactly what he believes, great authenticity, great passion, and is fearless. Bernie served on the Veterans Committee and got bills done.
I think people are ready for a call to action. They want honest leadership who cares about them. They want somebody who's going to fight for them. And they will find it in Bernie. That's right. Feel the burn.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
Okay, so that's a bunch of clips they put together. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, votes Democrat. He's an independent, but caucuses with the Democrats. So, of course, in 8 years, Barack Obama's going to say good things about him. So he just calls it together to try to get the African-American vote. That's what that's all about. Now, is that a misleading ad? No. I mean, it makes it look like Obama is endorsing Bernie, but he doesn't say it. He can go up to that line. I'm not outraged about it, but I'm amused by it, because Barack Obama doesn't want Bernie Sanders. He don't want him at all. He's making calls, the former president is, to people like Pete Buttigieg saying, "Hey, Pete, support Biden." All right, because Barack Obama is smart enough to know Bernie Sanders couldn't beat Donald Trump. There's no way on earth he could beat him. And that's why the former president is for his former vice president, Joe Biden. Back at the final thought in a moment.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, final thought. I told you at the top of the broadcast, nothing anybody can do about the coronavirus. You got to let it play out. It's a short-term situation. There will be pain. There will be financial, a little bit of recession maybe, but it's going to go. It's not going to be here next year. It's not going to influence the vote in November by being a factor, like people can't vote or they can't go, that's going to subside, all right? But in the meantime, we're going to have to go through a lot of chaos. Now, there are two kinds of people in the world. People like me who are fatalists. If I'm going to get the coronavirus, I'm going to get it. It's deemed, God wants me out of here, it's going to happen. Nothing I can do about it. I can wash my hands 85 times a day. And I do wash my hands a lot, more now than I used to, because of the coronavirus, I'll admit it. But I'm not panicking. I'm not dumping Purell on me. But I'm a fatalist. So I'm going to do what I do. I'm not going to hide. But then this other kind of person is the panicker, the person who thinks they can cheat death, they can do certain things, and those panickers, I mean, those are the ones that are buying all the stuff in the grocery stores, stocking up, and not that you shouldn't have a good supply of food and drink in the house, you should, okay? Yeah, but you know the people I'm talking about. Because they like to live in that state. That's enjoyable for them. All right, they think they're smarter than the average bear. They're ahead of it. And I'm gonna do this, that, and the other thing. I'm not gonna go on my cruise or my vacation, because they might get the coronavirus. So look, I ain't gonna tell you what to do. I'm just gonna tell you there's a certain segment of the population they're gonna panic. Not only about coronavirus, but about a storm, about a fire, they're gonna panic. And then there's others, we're going to say, all right, we'll get through it. I'm in that category. We'll get through it. Have a great weekend. I'll be checking in. We'll see you Monday.